Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
So this is where you, our listeners, send in sources, articles, reports, whatever you find interesting, and we dig into it.
Yeah, we sort of extract the key knowledge, the really important insights, and lay it all out for you.
Exactly. Trying to make it digestible, you know. A bit of a shortcut so you feel informed without getting totally swamped.
And today our focus is squarely on defense. Specifically, center backs.
That's right. We've got a comparative report a listener sent over looking at four specific players.
Looks like a really interesting group, too.
Yeah. We're diving into Olivier Boscali, Piotr Camusso, Diogo Coppola, and Mario Gila, names you might be hearing more of.
For sure.
And our mission, really, is to get a feel for each one. What are their unique skills, strengths, maybe areas they still need to work on.
And what kind of value they bring. It's about understanding their capabilities on the pitch.
Exactly. And the report suggests they're quite different. We've got experienced guys, ball players, younger prospects, some really physical defenders.
A real mix. Should be interesting to compare them.
Okay, let's get into the details then. The report kicks off with like a quick bio for each. First one is Olivier Boscali.
Right.
He's 27, French, playing for PSV Eindhoven over in the Netherlands. 1.81 meters, so about 5'11".
Okay, not the tallest for a center back.
No. But interestingly, he's left-footed. And the report mentions he's won Eredivisie titles, played in the Champions League. Pretty experienced.
Then versatile, too, right? Didn't it say left back and defensive mid?
Yeah, exactly. Can fill in a few spots. That's always handy.
Definitely a plus.
Okay.
Who's next?
Pietro Camusso. He's the baby of the bunch, just 20 years old.
Oh, okay.
Italian, plays for Fiorentina. Bit taller. 1.85 meters, so 6'1", right-footed.
And he's got that nickname, Soldier.
Yeah, I like that. Says it's for his punctuality, precision, attentiveness. Sounds disciplined.
You want that in a defender. Discipline's key.
Totally. Then Diogo Coppola, another Italian, 21 years old.
Okay.
And he's the tallest, 1.92 meters, that's like 6'4". Right-footed, plays for Hellas Verona.
6'4", yeah, that's significant height.
Right, and apparently he's got some big clubs looking at him, Juventus, AC Milan, even Brighton from the Premier League.
Wow, okay. That level of interest says a lot, especially at 21.
It really does. Suggests potential. And finally, Mario Gila.
Gila, right, Lazio.
Yep, 24 years old, Spanish. Also, 1.85 meters, like Camusso, so 6'1". Right-footed.
And he came through Real Madrid's youth system.
That's what it says. La Fabrica. Now at Lazio, playing Serie A, got some Champions League games under his belt, too.
So another one with decent experience. And wasn't he also listed with some midfield time?
Yeah, defensive midfield occasionally. Like Muscali.
Interesting. So just from those intros, you can already see the differences.
For sure. The ages 20 up to 27. That's huge in terms of where they are in their careers.
Yeah, Boscali's hitting his peak years, Gila getting there, while Camusso and Coppola are more, well, developing talents, future investments maybe.
Right. It affects what kind of team might want them, immediate impact versus long-term project.
And the physical side, too. Coppola's height, you mentioned it, that's a big factor for aerial duels.
Definitely. Compared to Boscali at 1.81 meter, it's a different profile entirely in the air.
Yeah. That could be a key difference depending on the league or the opposition.
And the report flags Boscali being the only left-footer as tactically significant.
Oh, absolutely. In the modern game, having a left-footed center back, especially on that left side, it just opens up different passing angles. Helps build play more naturally on that side.
Yeah, it offers balance. It's kind of a sought-after trait because there just aren't as many naturally left-footed defenders of high quality.
Exactly. The others being right-footed isn't a negative, but it probably means they're more comfortable on the right of a pair, or maybe centrally in a back three, less likely to be playing wide left in a two.
Makes sense. And then there's that versatility we touched on, Boscali and Gila being able to step into midfield or fullback roles.
That adaptability is huge for a coach. Gives you options, covers injuries, lets you tweak tactics mid-game maybe.
Right. Suggests good game intelligence too, usually.
Often does. Okay, so shall we dig into their actual strengths? What they do well on the pitch.
Yeah, let's do it. Starting back with Boscali, the report calls him a ball-playing defender and mentions ridiculous passing.
Ridiculous is strong wording, but the stats seem to support it. High percentile for progressive passes, like top 10% among center backs.
Yeah, 5.3 per 90 minutes. That's impressive. He's clearly looking to move the ball forward, break lines, not just safe sideways passes.
And his overall accuracy is high, too, both in the Dutch League and Champions League, around 88%. Plus, a tendency for long balls, switching play.
Okay, but here's the bit that really jumped out at me. His offensive contributions for a center back.
Right, the numbers are crazy high.
Shot creating actions, assists, expected assisted goals. He's like 99th percentile for some of those.
Yeah, that XAG stat, expected assisted goals, it shows the quality of the chances he's creating with his passes. It's not just luck.
He's basically acting like a playmaker from deep. And it's not just passing, good at carrying the ball forward too, progressive carries, and even successful take-ons.
So he's comfortable driving into space. And defensively, the report says he's strong too. Tackling, interceptions, calls him a ball-winning defender.
Yep, high percentiles there too. It's like he's doing both jobs, winning it back and starting the attack.
He sounds like a real quarterback type, but from the center back position, dictating play, that left foot probably helps create unusual angles too.
The report also throws in ambidexterity, strength, technique, mentality, pace. Seems like the full package, almost.
Almost. We'll get to potential weaknesses later, I guess.
Right. Okay, let's shift to Camuso, the young soldier at Fiorentina.
Yeah, the focus here seems to be more on solid defensive basics. Strong in the air, good at blocking shots.
And that mentality is distoking, disciplined, focused. Wants to emulate Van Dijk, that commitment to never slip up.
Which is exactly what you want to hear from a young defender learning his trade, building that solid foundation.
But it's interesting, the report says no significant
Yeah,
weaknesses,
I saw that.
but then it flags his tackle count as being quite low in the Conference League games he played.
That does seem a bit contradictory, or at least needs exploring.
Maybe it suggests some more conservative style, reading the game, intercepting, blocking, rather than diving into tackles.
Could be. Or maybe. Well, for a 20-year-old, saying no significant weaknesses might just mean he hasn't been tested enough at the very highest level to really expose any flaws yet.
That's a fair point. Limited minutes, maybe.
Possibly. Or maybe the level of opposition wasn't consistently putting him under the kind of pressure that reveals those weaknesses. The real test is often sustained pressure against top attackers.
Right, see how he holds up then. Okay, what about Coppola, the big guy at Verona?
Ah, yes, the no-nonsense center back who lives for the duels.
Paints a picture, doesn't it?
It really does. And the stats back it up massively. Tackles, interceptions, aerial duels. He's apparently in the, 98th, 99th percentile in Europe's top leagues for some of those.
Wow. That's elite territory for the core defensive stuff.
Absolutely. Relentless, aggressive, gets tight to his man, good athlete, reads the game well, anticipates.
Sounds like a nightmare for strikers. Pure defender.
Pretty much. The report does say he has decent ball-playing skills, even though passing is listed as a weakness later on.
Okay, so maybe not completely incapable with the ball, just not his main strength.
That's how I read it. And the fact that those big clubs are interested, despite that known limitation in his passing, it shows how much they value those pure defensive qualities. Stopping goals is still the priority for a defender after all.
True. It raises that question, though, how much do you need the ball playing ability versus just being a rock at the back?
It's the big debate in modern tactics, isn't it?
Nope.
Okay, let's look at Mario Gila at Lazio.
Right. His profile seems quite different again. Highlighted for composure on the ball, likes to carry it out from the back.
Yeah, another one who's comfortable in possession. Very strong passer, excellent accuracy over 90% in Serie A and Europa League.
And a high volume of passes, too, 95th percentile. So he's really involved in their build-up play.
Clearly. And he adds pace to that. Apparently quick with and without the ball.
Which is huge for a defender. Allows the team to play a higher line, maybe, and helps with recovery runs.
Exactly. Plus, good tackling reported, good positioning, not afraid of a challenge. Sounds pretty well-rounded.
Yeah, kind of fits that mold of the modern center back who can defend, but also really contribute to starting attacks. His pace is a big asset there.
Definitely. Okay, so we've got a good sense of their strengths. Now, the flip side areas for development.
because nobody's perfect,
Right.
sure.
Let's circle back to Boscali. That contradiction we noted. No significant weaknesses initially, but then the stats show really low aerial duel win rates.
Yeah, 8th percentile in one context, 33rd in another. Either way, it's low for a center back, especially one playing at Champions League level.
So the stats paint a clearer picture there, that he is potentially vulnerable in the air.
It seems much more likely, especially given his height, 1.81 meter. That statistical evidence is probably more reliable than a general statement.
Makes sense. And it raises questions about his suitability for, say, leagues known for being more physical or teams that face a lot of crosses and long balls. Exactly. Opponents would target that, you'd imagine. Okay, Camuso, the young soldier. Again, that no significant weaknesses claim.
Yeah, still feels a bit odd for a 20-year-old with relatively limited top-flight exposure.
Right. Does it mean he's genuinely got no major flaws yet? Or just that they haven't been consistently revealed under pressure?
We keep coming back to that, don't we? The tested under pressure idea.
Because it's crucial for young players.
Yeah.
And that low tackle count could suggest maybe he needs to develop a more proactive side to his defending, perhaps. Not just rely on positioning.
Could be. Needs more minutes against top opposition to really find out, probably.
Agreed. Now, Coppola, the report was pretty direct here. Passing ability listed as weak.
Yeah, and his completion percentage, around 81%, is noticeably lower than Boscali's or Gila's.
Plus, the note about committing fouls often. That's a red flag.
Definitely. Could lead to yellow cards, suspensions, giving away dangerous free kicks.
And it ties into that question about adaptability. He thrives in Verona's system, which might be more direct. But could he adjust his passing and maybe his tackling style for a team that wants to dominate possession and build intricate attacks from the back?
That's the key question, isn't it? Can he evolve beyond being just a pure stopper?
A multi-million dollar question for the clubs interested in him. Finally, Mario Scila.
His main issue seems consistently identified. Aerial ability.
Yeah, biggest weakness. Low aerials, one per game in both Serie A and the Europa League. Similar issue to Boscali, perhaps.
Seems like it. If a team needs someone to command the penalty box in the air, Scila might struggle there. There was mention of him being seen as an Acerbi replacement at Lazio, raising concerns about that aerial side.
Right, and the report also noted occasional positional mistakes.
But it said his pace often gets him out of trouble.
Which is great, but you can't always rely on recovery speed. Elite attackers will punish those lapses eventually. It's not sustainable long-term to just rely on pace to cover errors.
Good point. So, putting it all together, we have these really contrasting profiles.
Absolutely. You've got the ball players, Boscali and Gila. Technical, good in possession, healthy attack. But both seem to share that potential aerial vulnerability.
And they have their own nuances. Boscali's left foot and versatility, Gila's pace and dribbling ability.
Then you have Coppola, the traditional stopper. Dominant defensively, tackles, interceptions, aerials, but definitely weaker in possession.
A real throwback in some ways, but clearly effective at the defensive side.
And Camuso, the youngster. Physically seems capable, disciplined mentality, but still a bit undefined at the very top level. The no weaknesses tag feels more like potential not fully explored yet.
So, thinking about tactical fit, if you're a team that wants to control the ball, build from the back, you're probably looking closely at Boscali or Gila.
Right. And Boscali offers that specific advantage for the left center back role.
Whereas if your priority is just sheer defensive solidity, maybe you play more directly, Coppola looks like a much better fit.
Definitely. He shores things up. And for long-term potential, you could argue for Camuso or Coppola, depending on whether you want to develop a potentially well-rounded player or refine an elite defensive specialist.
It really highlights the trade-offs, doesn't it?
It always does with player recruitment.
Hmm.
Do you sacrifice some aerial dominance for elite passing, like with Boscali or Gila?
Or do you accept distribution limitations to get Coppola's elite defending?
Exactly. And is Camuso the potential middle ground or just less proven against the best?
So the big takeaway is there's no single best guy here.
Not at all. It completely depends on what a team needs, how they play, what gaps they have in their squad.
It's about finding the right profile for your specific context. Understanding these differences is key for you, the listener, when you hear about these players or evaluate potential transfers.
Precisely. What looks like a flaw in one system might be perfectly acceptable or even irrelevant in another.
Okay, so let's quickly sum up the key points for each player, just to crystallize it for you.
Good idea.
Boscali. Technical, great passer, left-footed, versatile. Main question mark is his aerial ability.
Camuto. Young, disciplined, soldier mentality. Seems solid defensively, especially blocking and aerials, but perhaps untested and potential still emerging.
Coppola. Dominant physical defender. Elite in tackles, interceptions, aerials. But passing is a clear weakness, and maybe questions about adapting to different styles.
And Gila. Quick, good passer, confident carrying the ball. Also seems to have that aerial weakness, though, and occasional positioning issues masked by his pace.
So four players, four quite different answers to the question, what makes a good center back?
And like we said, the best choice is totally context dependent. Team needs, tactical philosophy, it all matters.
Which leads us to a final thought for you to chew on. Considering these different profiles, the strengths, the weaknesses, the trade-offs we've talked about, what type of center back do you think is most valuable in today's game?
Yeah, is it the ball-playing creator? The dominant aerial stopper? Someone who blends the two? As football tactics keep evolving, what are those non-negotiable attributes for a top center back now?
Something to ponder. We'll leave it there for this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.